Folks, I've told you on many episodes that I've never cheated. But that's not true. I have cheated one time, and I'll tell you about it on this episode. Hey everybody, how are you doing? This is the S. Anthony Thomas. This is the S. Anthony Says podcast, episode number 478. How are you doing, my friends? How the heck are you doing? First of all, before we get started, I just want to thank all the new people that have come over from YouTube. Thank you very much. I appreciate you listening. And let's just get right into the episode. Something incredibly embarrassing happened to me very, very recently. And I know that it's part of the normal condition where something embarrassing happens to people. But this was really, really embarrassing. You know, you ever just run across somebody, you don't expect to see them, and then you run into them at exactly the worst possible moment ever. That's what happened. And I'll explain what I'm talking about. There was a place where I used to go to get lunch. I mean, literally pretty much every day because it was so close. And because, well, there's a couple of stores that are around me that kind of serve the same type of stuff. And just like anything else, there are going to be places that are a little bit better at one thing than another. And in many cases, you go to the place that has the thing you want. If you want something fried, you go to this place. If you want something baked, you go to that place, so on and so forth. But I found a place that was better at a couple of things than the other places. And you know, we're creatures of habit as human beings, so I tended to go to that place a little more, and a little more, and a little more, and a little more, to the point where I was there every day and almost kind of threw the other places out of the window, didn't go to them at all. And that was my place. That was my lunch place. It was a habit at some point. And I would go in there and they'd give me the norm from Cheers Street when I walk in. Hey, it's Anthony. Oh, they'd engage me in conversation while they were cooking the food. And it was fantastic. It was almost like having a little family. You know, when you go to work and you meet somebody at the lunch truck, or you go to work and you meet somebody in the elevator or in the break room or the lunchroom or whatever it is, you almost form like a little separate kind of micro family, right? Well, one day I had some relatives over and they wanted something to eat, but they didn't want anything from that place. They wanted it from someplace else. So I go, all right, if I don't go back to my everyday lunch place one day, it's not that big of a deal. And the relative was staying with me for actually an extended period of time. And so because they liked the other place, I was like, no, I'm not going to go to two places. I might as well just order my stuff here. And then I did. And it was good stuff. And because I was going there all the time for my relative, all of a sudden that very slowly and mysteriously became my new lunch place. I didn't do it on purpose. One day I decided to go back to the original lunch place because I felt guilty. And I figured I gotta go back there. They're gonna wonder what the heck happened. I go back and, hey, it's Anthony. Whoa, what happened to you? Whoa, hey, haven't seen you in a long time, man. It's been forever. Whoa, right? And I had, and I don't like to lie to people, but I lied to them. Yeah, I was working in a different place, so I haven't been back here in a while. And that's what I told them. Like, oh, I said, so I'll be back, but not as much as I used to. Oh, well, we'll just enjoy you when you're here, okay? Hey, oh, and it was great. Here we go. The embarrassment is about to happen. I'm going to the other lunch place. And next door to the lunch place, the son of the owner of the original lunch place has now started working there part-time for some extra money because he's going to school for something. And I walk into the lunch place to get lunch, and he sees me. Oh, no. He smiles. He thinks maybe I'm just stopping in for a soda or grabbing something real quick or something like that. But then he sees me ordering food at the same time I would normally, back in the day, be ordering food from his father's place. Oh, no. He walks in to greet me. I shake his hand, hoping that the person behind the counter will not give me the things that I ordered because I just have a soda in my hand. He may be thinking I'm just grabbing a quick soda on the way through. And the guy goes, hey, it's Anthony. Hi, man, here's that thing that you ordered. Man, you've been getting this every day. You should try something else. And as he said that, I could see the original store's owner's son, who's looking at me right now and was smiling in the beginning, is not smiling right now. And I'm not smiling. I'm looking guilty, right? Now, I've never in my life in a romantic relationship ever cheated on any woman. It's never happened. It never will happen. I've never cheated. So I never had that feeling that a guy feels when he cheats on someone until now. Because his face just dropped down. Oh, no. I felt like I was cheating on the other store. I felt like I was an unfaithful customer. Because if you think about it, when I think about the number of relatives that I had at the time that they were eating from my house that I was going to the store for, it was quite a bit of money I was spending on a daily basis. And now that money was not going to the other business. And I know it made a difference. It's not a difference between them being open or not. That's ridiculous. I'm only one person. But if somebody spends $30, $40 a few times a week in your store and they don't do it all of a sudden and you don't get to talk to them and they're not part of your family anymore, you do know and feel the difference. And all of a sudden, the sing-songy voice that this guy had wasn't a sing-songy voice anymore. It became very stern. All of a sudden, we weren't talking like friends. We were talking about like people who had to work next to each other because the boss said so when they didn't want to work next to that person. Anyway, S. Anthony, it was great seeing you. Oh, no. The extra breath at the end. Whenever somebody says, great seeing you, and there's all that extra breath at the end, basically the is the equivalent of F you, scum, because that's what he was thinking. And I felt so bad because I know he feels betrayed. And as I was paying for my food, he was looking at me. He was actually walking out and kind of looking at me as if to say, you dirty mother jugs and speed. But he wasn't saying mother jugs and speed. He was saying some other stuff that rhymed with buck you, if you understand what I'm saying. And he walked back to his place where he was working. And my car was parked between the two places. And as I was putting the food on the seat, he was still looking at me. And I was looking at him. And he was looking at me. And I was looking at him. And then he's now making a phone call. And he's referencing. I can tell I got to pull away. I better not pull away. I want to see if he's definitely referencing me. And he's shaking his head in disapproval. I guarantee you he's calling his dad right now saying, you know, S. Anthony, when he would come in here all the time and order that food, that piece of crap is now going to a rival store 6 blocks away. He's a piece of crap. I'm pretty sure that's what he's saying, mainly because I could read lips and he said, he's a piece of crap. Right? And here's the thing. Now, can I really go back to that store and order anything? Are they going to feel differently about me? Because quite frankly, you know, like I said, I felt guilty. It feels bad. And there was a part of me that wanted to go back in the store. Back in the original store. Oh, I wanted to go back in the original store. I'm driving by and I parked in front of it. I was going to go in and buy some food I didn't even want. Just, you know, kind of an apology purchase. I walked in and guess who's behind that counter? The son that snitched on me and the now father. And I noticed when I walked into the store this time, there was no, hey, it's Anthony. Whoa. It was none of that. He just kind of looked at me, right? And the man, the owner's wife who's the co-owner, she was looking. She used to smile all the time. She used to come up around the counter and hug me. It was no hug this time. She only gave me nothing but side eye. And the owner is like, hey, what's going on? Nice to see you here. Oh, he hit the word here really hard. Here. I'm like, oh, no. The son looked at me. This time he's smiling, but it's not the kind of smile like, hey, I'm happy to see you. It's the smile of, yeah, I told on you, and now my dad thinks you're a piece of crap. Oh, man. There's beautiful daughters behind that counter that always playfully flirted with me. They ain't playfully flirting with me now. Oh, ain't none of that now, Jack. They're not even talking to me. Can I help you? Oh. I made my apology purchases and I walked out and they would always go, hey, we'll come on back soon as Anthony. They didn't say that crap this time. Oh. I felt like I was cheating. And I don't even understand when people cheat on a significant other. It's got to be a pretty bad feeling unless you're a piece of crap. Because you know what you're doing is wrong. You know what you're doing is wrong. That's one of the reasons I never did it. I've been cheated on, but I've never cheated on anyone else. I could never, ever. I just imagine how bad it would feel to cheat on somebody. And I didn't want that feeling, nor that I want to be a kind of person that cheats. But now that I got a little bit of that feeling, oh, I definitely will never do it. And this is just a store, and I felt like crap, and I had a little bit of a, you know, that little ball in your stomach. Oh, imagine if you were unfaithful to a significant other, someone you got naked with, a woman I was up inside her body and enjoying and slurping on her and doing all, and imagine if I cheat. Oh, my God, this actually cemented, I was never going to cheat anyway, but this definitely cemented me never cheating. It's amazing what you can feel, right? That's why I don't steal anything. Man, how could you take something from somebody else? I've had people steal things from me, but I've never stolen anything from anyone else. I don't like that bad feeling. You know what I'm talking about. You've probably been cheated on or had something taken from you. It's always a good thing to help people if you can, so you can have a good feeling, right? But the problem is, sometimes when you help somebody, ooh, you feel like a fool because they make you feel like a fool. You got to be careful who you help. I've helped people before and felt like a chump afterwards. I've lent my car to people on days when I was going to do a show and they know I needed the car to be back at a certain time and they came back so late they made me late. Oh. How could you do that to somebody? You knew I had a show, but you can't. Oh, I remember a guy who needed us to lend him some money, meaning a group of friends. And we thought he really needed the money, right? We thought that maybe there was some kind of thing that happened to him that caught him off guard and we could help him out by loaning him a couple bucks. We were all broke at the time. So we all each scraped up about $100 to get this guy his money so he wouldn't be late on his rent because his landlord was really a stickler, right? So we got the money together, man. On my part, I literally didn't eat lunch for a week because I wanted to make sure that my friend didn't get thrown out of his apartment. So I gave my 100, right? Other people gave their 100, 125, whatever it was. We scraped up just enough money to get his rent money. Yes, the community came together. We were all being nice. Like I said, I didn't eat for lunch for a week at work. Oh, that's great. But that's a sacrifice I'm going to make because I have a friend and he needs help. And that's what I'm going to do. And as it turns out, we were all being kind and we were being played for suckers. You know why he didn't have his rent money? He wanted some sneakers that cost roughly what his rent cost, and he thought it was on sale. And instead of just waiting and saving his money up, he spent his rent money impulsively on those sneakers. We didn't know it at the time. We thought there was some kind of an emergency. So we didn't mind making a sacrifice for our friend, because that's what you do. But what this dope did was right after the rent was paid, he started walking around in those expensive sneakers. We all knew what those sneakers cost, and we're all looking at him like, how does he afford those sneakers when a couple of days ago he couldn't afford his rent? What the heck? So we now knew he lied. And not only did he lie, which was bad enough, he wasn't even smart enough to hide the damn sneakers. If you had any sense, you take the damn sneakers, you hide them away in your closet for like 3 months, and then you come back out with the sneakers. Because if you put the sneakers on 3 months later, we would just assume everything was back to normal. By that time, we would have all gotten paid back, and it wouldn't have been any big deal. It would have been like, okay, he's got some new sneakers, but no. He literally created an emergency just so he can get what he wants. And some people will do that. Some people will create an emergency because they know you're too nice to let anything bad happen to them. And you almost want to let the bad thing happen to them just to teach them a lesson, but you're too compassionate. You're too compassionate, right? You just don't want to feel bad. So even when I went back to that store and bought my apology meals from them, trying to be nice, because I really didn't have to go there. I'm a grown man who was making his own choice. I can go to whatever the store I want to. And if I decide to go to another store for a while because I want to change up what I'm eating because I've been eating the same things for a long period of time, I shouldn't feel bad. But I did feel bad. It's been a while now. And I went back to that store again, and they looked at me like I was a piece of crap, right? Because of their snitch son, right? And then I go back again, and they're a little bit nicer. And I go back again, and they're a little bit nicer. I go back again, they're a little bit nicer. And eventually they got kind of back to where they were before. But just like when you have a cheating spouse, if you take the cheating spouse back, even if you've forgiven them for the infidelity, it's a little bit different. You can never really go back to 100%. You may even be able to go back to 90%, 95%, but it's not the same, is it? Now, the only thing I need to know right now, the only thing I want to avoid right now is hopefully one of the children of the second store doesn't start walking around and seeing me going into the original store. So I have to relive this all over again when I go back to the second store and have one of the daughters going, I saw you at that other store, you cheating piece of crap, and I have to go through all of that crap again. It doesn't feel good to be in a situation where you do something unintentionally and it hurts another person, because all I was doing was going to another store, because your store, meaning the original store, you don't even make the stuff that the other store makes. Occasionally, people go to another store. Don't make me feel bad, damn it, because I choose to expand my lunch repertoire, you bastards. In fact, the heck with both of you, I should start going to Wendy's. Wendy's don't give a dag on if you don't show up. They don't even know that you're there. They're like, hey, take your little burger and get out the damn drive through. Move it, punk, before you start bringing back surge pricing. So you know what I'm talking about, people. You don't want to feel bad, right? But I felt like I was cheating on the first store with the second store. That's how I felt. I know it's irrational. But as of right now, as I'm talking to you about what happened, I'm starting to think a little bit differently. I'm starting to think about how weird it is that I give a crap, or that I gave a crap, what people from the store felt like. I don't owe them crap. I show up with the money, I ask for a service, they do the service, and then I leave. Right? I'm not dealing with a spouse. Both of you stores are hookers. Yeah, that's right. So why should I be saying, that's right? You're like when somebody comes to your house to fix your washer or your dryer and you pay them, right? You don't feel guilty if the next time you need a repair done, a different service person comes, or if you decide to get a handyman to come in and fix the crap instead of them, or if you fix the crap yourself. You don't feel bad. What the heck was I thinking feeling bad? You know what? Just for that, I'm going to walk into that store, buy some sodas, and say, okay, I'm going to see you guys later. I'm going to go get some good food at the other place. Take yak, punks. And then I'm not going to do that. But that was just really weird. I felt so bad when that guy was looking at me. But now that I think about it, it's really not my problem. It's their problem. I don't owe them crap. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Because it's not like you guys listen to other podcasters. You just listen to me. What? You listen to other podcasts too? How dare you? Okay, my friends, this episode is over. Don't let anybody make you feel good, feel bad when you make decisions for yourself. You sometimes just got to do what you got to do. And I am now going to incorporate many different lunch places when I decide to eat lunch. And I don't give a damn what anybody thinks. Okay. And if you listen to other podcasts, of course, that's fine. Just listen to me most. Yeah, that's right. And this episode's over. Folks, this has been episode number 478. If you love this podcast, and you do, make sure that you subscribe wherever you're listening to this podcast, whether it be YouTube Music, Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Audible. This podcast is everywhere, baby. So make sure that you subscribe, okay? And if you think you know anybody that would love this podcast, and you do, do me a favor and spread the word about this podcast. It will be much appreciated. Much love to every last one of you, the people that have been living with me for 10 years, the people that have been coming to me through the interim, the new people that have been rushing over here from YouTube. Much love to you all. Thank you very much, and I will see you again next week. Take care, my friends. S. Anthony out.